Joe, good morning.
Oh, good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for joining us here on the program this morning. Now, looking at this, this big win that you guys are talking about now, just how important of a victory was this for the 140 workers at the Streets factory in Minto?
Oh, look, I think it's a huge victory for these workers. If you can only imagine what a 46% pay cut would do to anybody. I mean, these were people who were worried about keeping their families together. They were worried about keeping their house. And I think the deal that we've reached in principle this week means that they can worry a lot less about the future. They have a real future at this site, and I think that's a real achievement. And they should be really proud of winning that outcome.
Just how significant was the public backlash, the public boycott of Streets Ice Creams in giving the union a bit of a secure place to work from when looking for these workers' rights?
Well, yeah, it was really crucial. One of the things about our industrial relations system at the moment is that the laws and the systems are so heavily stacked in favour of employers. It really takes that kind of overwhelming public support for that to get any kind of movement. We noticed in the negotiations that the minute that the boycott started taking effect, you could see Unilever change their tone. And so I think that the message that we really want to get out to people this week is to really thank the Australian people for coming on board, because it really did help deliver this outcome. It was a huge factor.
And obviously unions have a very long history here in Australia, but I think it was quite interesting with this particular boycott, and indeed I think a lot of it was sort of coming off the back of the Carlton Brewery boycott as well. These two in particular, there was a lot of talk within social media about boycotting these kind of products. Now, 1.5 million Australians were apparently using the hashtag StreetsFreeSummer. So that obviously got the message out quite widely. How big of a role did social media actually play in raising public awareness about the situation in Minto and about the boycott?
Oh, I think it was critical. I mean, the union movement has been looking at social media and using social media to really power our campaigns for a couple of years now. And we've had some pretty good successes, but this has really been, you know, a coming of age for the way that we use social media to connect with people. And I think that the thing about social media is that, you know, we don't have to rely on the kind of big major news networks to get our message out and to get the stories of Streets workers out. We can really tell the individual stories of how this cut is going to affect families, and I think that really connected with people. Social media has been a really effective part of this campaign, and I think it also it shows both Unilever and it also shows the workers that there is overwhelming public support. I mean, you know, these 140 workers were up against a multinational, multi-billion-dollar company with all of the laws stacked against them, and I think that display of overwhelming public support really meant a lot to them.
And speaking of multinationals, now in light of the boycott, Secretary of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, Sally McManus, she raised concerns other multinationals may use the Fair Work Tribunal to terminate enterprise agreements. When we talk about enterprise agreements here in Australia, I mean, what is your view on this? Do we need to see changes in the current laws to better protect workers' rights?
Oh, absolutely. I think that it is extraordinary. And that's another part of this campaign, actually. I think the public reaction to this legal loophole that employees are starting to use has been overwhelming, overwhelmingly rejecting the use of this industrial tactic. Not only are we worried about more employers using this loophole, we know that they are, right? Like, we've currently got disputes over in Griffin Coal in WA. We've got disputes in Murdoch University. We've got disputes at the Loy Yang Power Station, who are facing cuts of up to 65%. They're not as kind of exciting, I think, as ice cream, but I think the message has to be that this use of our industrial laws to terminate agreements is a threat to a lot of Australian workers. You know, in a time when we have record low wage growth, where we have cuts to penalty rates, when we see more and more people being casualised and being underemployed, I think that, you know, the Streets campaign caught on because, you know, I think the people are looking at the way we work and the kind of industrial relations systems that we have, and they want to, You know, and I think that they're outraged at the kind of things that multinational corporations can get away with. And I think that's what really drove a lot of the public support.
Actually, that is quite an interesting point you raised right there, Joe, because as you say, ice cream, it was well, it was pretty easy for people to wrap their heads around. It's a little bit exciting. It is, well, Streets Ice Cream is a big part of Australia during the summer, but indeed, indeed, it is something that's kind of recognisable to a lot of people. And I did mention before the Carlton Brewery sort of boycott as well, where people were able to go, well, this beer, this beer, this beer, we're not drinking that until the workers' rights at the brewery were sort of secured. Looking forward, though, when we talk about those multiple disputes that you are talking about, how do you make sure the public doesn't kind of get burnt out on hearing these messages on, well, obviously the boycotts can't be used too many times or they will lose their kind of power. How do you make sure the public doesn't actually get burnt out on these messages and you do sort of keep fighting for the fighting the good fight for workers?
Yeah, well, I think we've got to connect it to a larger political campaign. I think that the ACTU is rolling out the Change the Rules campaign, and that's exactly what they should be looking for. We need to connect the story of what's happening to streets workers. We need to connect that to what's happened to the CUB workers, and we need to connect that to the hundreds of thousands of Australians who are going to use it, who have lost their Sunday penalty rates recently. Right, that those three events are part of a larger story about what is happening with our industrial relations laws. And I think the ACTU's campaign to change the rules is going to be a really important part of moving that conversation from simply, this is only a CUB, this is only a street ice cream, to having a larger conversation about the kind of political change we need to have, you know, decent workers' rights in this country.
Well, Joe, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time this morning having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
No worries. And I just want to say again, we really want to thank the public for their support on this. It has really mattered.
Thank you very much, Joe. You have a great day.
You too, mate.